Well, it's a public holiday in Melbourne today. Normally, the streets would be packed with football fans cheering on the AFL Grand Final parade ahead of the big match at the MCG. Instead, the city is eerily quiet, with police keeping a close watch after this week's destructive protests. And the two teams involved, the Demons and the Bulldogs, both from Melbourne, will tomorrow battle it out for the premiership on the other side of the country, in Perth. Rowan Connolly's never seen anything like it. For 30 years, he was a football writer for The Age newspaper. Now he's the managing director of Footyology, a sport and lifestyle website. We spoke earlier about the historic nature of the 2021 Grand Final.
Yeah, well, it's unforeseen territory, certainly in Melbourne. I mean, second year in a row, the MCG won't be hosting the Grand Final. There was one year the MCG didn't host it in 1991 when a new stand was being built and the Grand Final was at Waverley. But before that, you've got to go back to World War II when the US Army occupied the MCG, and there are a few Grand Finals played at the Junction Oval and a couple of Princes Park in Carlton. But it's a long, long time that Melbourne has missed out on two Grand Finals in a row.
And two Melbourne teams in the Grand Final, which doesn't happen all that often these days. And there would normally be a parade in Melbourne today, a public holiday there. Instead, the city's full of police trying to keep protesters away. What level of disappointment is there amongst the fans in Melbourne? Or are they just happy that a game of footy is going ahead?
There is a sense of, genuine disappointment. But it is a real fairy tale Grand Final, this. I mean, Melbourne haven't won a premiership since 1964, so it's 57 years. The Western Bulldogs have only won two, and they won 5 years ago, but this would be their second flag in 67 years. So it's a real Grand Final for the football romantics, I suppose, and were it here, the place would be going off.
Yeah. How challenging has it been on a COVID front for the players, for their support staff and the families and the AFL itself to operate in a bubble under such tight travel restrictions and lockdowns throughout this season?
Oh, it's been, you've got to give credit to the AFL logistically, an absolute minefield, and they've negotiated it really smoothly. I mean, games have been switched at barely a minute's notice. The Western Bulldogs went from Melbourne to Launceston to play their first final. They then went up to Brisbane to play their second final there. They then went to Perth to quarantine before they headed to Adelaide for a preliminary final, and then back to Perth for the grand final. So they've been on the road for so long, and, just with that constant sense of uncertainty about what the future actually held. So it's been an amazing effort of resilience, I think, from the clubs involved, but also by the AFL, which now for 2 years in a row has really spent most of its time just trying to get the season played. And somehow this year we've managed to have a full 23-round season. Last year it was reduced to 17, but you know, it's been a remarkable effort. And I think in Melbourne particularly, it's been really important. I mean, we talk about football being the lifeblood of a city, but given we've been in lockdown here for so long, I think people have really depended on the footy to sort of maintain their sanity, if you like, and just give them something to look forward to. And from that point of view, it's been incredibly important, I think.
Yeah, absolutely. Do you think the fact that this match is being played in Perth will advance the case for the grand final to be played at grounds other than the MCG in the future in more normal times?
Yeah, it's an interesting one. The problem, though, is that the AFL signed a deal with the state government here to contractually keep the grand final at the MCG until it's been extended because of the last 2 years. Now I think it's up to 2058. So I've sort of come around on this. I mean, I'm a lifetime Melburnian, and I'm a bit of a traditionalist, and I think the MCG is the best stadium in the world, and I've been to 49 grand finals there. But in philosophical terms, it's really hard to argue that that should remain the case. So I think now that we've had a second grand final away from the G, I can see that argument gathering steam.
Who's going to win tomorrow?
I really think this could be one of the great grand finals. They are so evenly matched, these teams. They've been the two best teams all year. They've been on top of the ladder for, I think, 21 of 23 rounds. I've never agonised as long over a tip, but in the end, I'm going for Melbourne by 2 points, which would be fingernail-chewing stuff right down to the final siren.
That's Rowan Connolly sharing his thoughts. He's from the Footyology website.